Okay, today's daf is Zvachim, daf Nun Gimel, and we are on Nun Beis Mabez, the Mishnah. Let's start with the Mishnah, which discusses the next karbon, the next set of karbanas, as we continue in Ezeo Mekomon. So you remember the first Mishnah on daf Mem Zayin spoke about the Chataos Primios, Kachi Kachim, so it started off with the rules, but it started talking about the Par and the Sa'ir of Yom Kippur, and discussed what are the rules and regulations, and where the Shechita was, and how you do the Shechita. That was the first Mishnah. So now we have Chatos HaTzibur V'Hayachid. What about Chatos Tzibur, public Chatos, and Chatos Yachid? So the same avoda for regular Chatos Tzibur that are brought outside, and the Chatos Yachid. Einlein Chatos HaTzibur. These, by the way, says the Mishnah, are the Chatos Tzibur. Rashi explains, besides the ones that we already listed. Right, the first couple in the parak were also Chatos Tzibur, but those were unique. Those are Chatos Primios. But these are the Chatos Tzibur that are similar to the Chatos Yachid. Seirei Resh HaChadashim Shalmados. Right, the Seirim, the goats brought on Rosh Chodesh and on Moed, as we learned in Masech HaShavuos, those are brought for Tumas Mikdash VeKadashiv. If you knew about it, if you didn't know about it, when you knew about it, all the details discussed in the first couple of prakim in Shavuos. So what are the halachas by Chatos? So as we mentioned many times in this Pesachta already, Shechitas and Matzafon, their Shechita is done in the north. Not mentioned, if you remember, not mentioned in the Mishnah is, what about the Sakin? What about the knife? That was the Tosfos Diak in the first Tosfos in the Perek. It does not say but the Kabbalah Saddam is done in a Klisharis in the Tzafon, in the north part of the Mizbeach. V'damantan arba matanos al arba karanos. Unlike most other karbanos, which at most need shtayim shein arba, two that are four, or even some that just need one keneged hayisod, Chatos is unique in that it needs four on the corners of the Mizbeach. Ketzad, so what does the Kohen do? What does the Kohen do for the Chatos? So, Allah bas Keves, he goes up, Keves, he goes up the ramp on the south side of the Mizbeach, going from south to north. Ufana la Soviv. And then he turns onto the Soviv. The Soviv was a little ledge that stuck out a couple of amos below the top of the Mizbeach. So it was a little exit on the ramp up, a little exit you could take, that you could get off and go to the ledge that's surrounding the Mizbeach, and in that way, the Kohen could walk around the ledge sticking out, and then he'd be able to do the sprinklings on the Kronos, on top. Right? He could have done it from on top too, but that was halacha. He didn't have to go all the way on top of the Mizbeach, so he went on this little ledge sticking out. Ufanala Sobev, he turns to this ledge, Uvalo Lekar Dirobis Mizrachis, and the first corner that he comes to, after he makes a right, he takes the right exit, on the ramp up. So he comes to the southeast corner. It's the first corner he comes to. And then he goes, makes a left, and he goes north. And then he goes to Mizrachis Tzfonis, that corner. Tzfonis Ma'aravis, the northwest corner. And then finally Ma'aravis Deromis, the southwest corner. And then he goes, takes the entrance ramp onto the Kevesh, and then goes off. Makes a right, and goes down it south. Okay, those are the four that the Chatos is used for when he goes up the ramp. Why does he make a right first? When he goes up the ramp, why does he go the opposite way? So Rashi quotes the principle that we're going to have later on. First skinny lines in Rashi. Sheba hu pogei rishon. He goes to the southeast first because that's what he gets to first. Ketakayim alon lekaman. As we have later on. Kol pinos sha'ata poneh yihyu derech yamin. Everything that you turn to, every halachic turn, should always be to the right. Akevish Bedaram, Mukshaolabo, right, is in the south, so when you go up and you make a right, the southeast corner is what you come to first. Right? This is a principle that comes up, thank you, in a couple of places in Halacha. One of them, a couple weeks ago we had, is in Hilchas Chanukah. Hilchas Chanukah, as we know, says the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tuf Reish Ayin Vav. The first night we light the most right candle. The most right candle we light. And then every time you add on, you add one to the left. And which do you light? We light first, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. You light the left one first, and then you go right. The most left one you light first, you go right. Do you light, this big discussion of the Achronim. Who's right? The viewer's right or my right? If I'm lighting next to the door, if I'm lighting next to the window, big discussion in the postgame. Which way? Because we say generally you light, you're not supposed to turn around the menorah. So do I light like sticking my hand on the other side so it's to the right of the person who sees it, the presumed Nisa person, or me? So it's a discussion. But either way, let's assume I'm looking at it, so you're right, the most right one. Ubalasheni, Kisha Yosef, Ner Echad, Samachlo, and when you add a second one, Yasklo, Vyavarech, Al Hanosaf, Shehu, Smal, Yosef, Smali. You start off lighting the left one, and then moving right, Kidei, Lahafnos, Liamin. There it is. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the principle. You'll go left to right in order, so you can fulfill this principle like we have here, going up the ramp. V'cheid b'leil shlishi, kishe Yosef od echad samach l'shtei neiros harishonos, yaschil banosaf, you always start with the newest candle. Ubo yaschil ha-bracha, and that's what you make the bracha on. V'yachach yifil etzad yamin, and then you go to the right. V'cheid b'chal layla, nimsa shetamid mevarech al hanosaf, shehu more al hanes, sharei petosefes hayamim nitosef hanes. That's all the language of the Shulchan Aruch. You always make a bracha on the new candle because that is the Iker Nes, and we fulfill Kol Pina Shatapona Lo Pona El Derech Yamin. That is the Shulchan Aruch. Some may be familiar with the Shita of the Gra. The Gra argues on this and says, I don't understand. Every extra candle is Hidur Mitzvah. You're going to make a bracha on the Hidur Mitzvah, not the Iker Mitzvah. No, you should make a bracha on the Hidur Mitzvah. No, I'm saying you should make a bracha on the Iker Mitzvah. The Shaar Tzion here quotes the Gra. He says, "Va'misho dalo ze inu el lemahader biyoser v'yaniach Iker Mitzvah v'yivarech al rishus." What are you supposed to? Yeah, it's not true. So there are different versions of exactly what the Gra did. Elohe Iker sheyaschil b'ner asavak la Pesach bein balik b'yimin a Pesach bein mismol. He's talking about exactly what he's supposed to do by the door. But either way, they assume that the Gra holds that you make a bracha on the Iker, the first one, the one all the way to the right. That's the one. What about Kol Pina Shatapona? So some suggest that maybe what the Gra did was that you lit the most right one, then you skip, because that's the Iker Mitzvah, then you skip all the way to the left one. And then you go to the right. So in that way, you fulfill both. The second night, there's nothing to talk about. But that way, you make a bracha on the Iker Mitzvah, and then you'll still have the right. This relates to the sugya that's discussed in many Svarim on Chanukah time. When do we say that Hidur Mitzvah is something independent? When do we say that Hidur Mitzvah somehow integrates into the Mitzvah itself? How can you explain the Shulchan Aruch? How can you explain the Shulchan Aruch? Doesn't he hold of the Gra? The answer is, no, maybe here Hidur Mitzvah integrates into the Mitzvah itself, and therefore making a bracha on the Hidur is okay. Right? The other Nafkaminas, they quote many Nafkaminas relating to this Chakira. One of them is the Tshuva B'Kivya Eger. Let's say I forgot to make the bracha until after two candles. The fourth night, I only have two candles left, and I already lit two. So it's ready Yotzi, the Iker Mitzvah. Is one allowed to make a bracha just on the Hidur Mitzvah candles? So that might relate, Slav Dafka, but that might relate to the sugya of, does Hidur Mitzvah integrate into the Mitzvah itself? This might not be true by all mitzvahs in the same way. We know Hidur Mitzvah applies by Lulav and Esrog. Hidur Mitzvah applies by Chanukah. Hidur Mitzvah applies by various mitzvahs. And even if you say one approach by one Hidur Mitzvah, it might not work the same by all Hidur Mitzvahs. You can't ask a stira from one Hidur Mitzvah to the next. Okay, but that is all Kol Pina Shatapona. You have it by Chanukah, you have it by Mizbeach. Some say you have it whenever you're supposed to turn in shul. Let's say by Oseh Shalom in Roma. You go to the right first. Oseh Shalom Bimroma, Oseh Shalom Aleinu, you go to the right first because called Pina Shatapona. But Hagba. But again, is that a turning? Some say you go to the left first because it's the Yamin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Called Pina Shatapona, who's right? Same kind of thing. If it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's right first, then we go to the left first. So whatever one does is okay. So, or by Hagba, right? Which way do you turn? Do you show to the right of the shul first or do you turn to your right? What about Boi B'Shalom? When we turn around, by Boi B'Shalom, you go right, some say. It's not in the Shulchan Aruch. But that is all cases where sometimes the post can talk about, do you go to the right first? Okay, and who's right? Okay, let's continue. So, the Mishnah says that you go up and he makes a right and he goes to the southeast corner first. Continuing now, third line. Shiyare hadam hayishofech hayisod deromis. The leftover dam, shvicha shirayim. Shvicha shirayim. The Kohen does on the south yisod. Right, so that's different than we had in the first Mishnah. First Mishnah, we had the chatos panimios, where the sprinklings were done inside the heichal. He does the Shvicha Shirayim, right when he comes out, on the west Yisod. That's the discussion we had on Friday, last week, whether that's only because, based on a Pasuk, Pesach HaMoed, or is based on Ein Mavir and HaMitzvahs, because that's the first one he hits when he comes out of the Heichal. But that's done on the west Yisod. This is done on the south Yisod. We'll see why when we get to the Gemara. V'nechalom lifnei min hakalaim, and it is eaten inside the curtains, lezichrei chahuna, for male kohanim. Even the wives of the kohanim cannot eat kachi kachim, lezichrei chahuna, b'chol machal, it can be eaten in any fashion. Unlike certain karbanos, like karban Pesach, which has to be roasted, these karbanos can be eaten in any fashion, liyom alayla, for a day and a night, ad chatzos. Until chatzos. So, 2 points to talk about here in the Mishnah. Number one is the language of kila'im. It can be eaten on the inside of the curtains. Inside of the curtains? There were no curtains in the Beis HaMikdash. Curtains were only from the times of the Mishkan. When Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi put together this Mishnah, it was after Bayis Sheni. Right, so what do you use in the language of kila'im? It should be lefnim min ha'azara. I mean, lefnim min ha'klam. The kachi kachi can be in anywhere in the Azara. Why does Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi have this lashon? So none of the Farshim asked this. The Tiferes Yisrael right here asked the lashon of kila'im, and he says two possibilities. Number one, why does it say kila'im? On my high time, I knock a lefnim min ha'klam below tocha Azara. Mishum deratz alomar. It wants to include two places that are not really Azara, but that are included in Kla'im. Number one, Mishad Ratz Alomar, Mikom Makom Shu Toch Hekif HaKla'im, Af She'inu Azara Mamish. Number one, what is it? Lishkos HaBenuyos Bachol Upsuchas LaKodesh. There were certain offices that were around the Azara, the north side. Certain lishachos where they used to keep things. The Kohanim used to stay there certain times. The Mishnayos describe in Maseches Midos. So those offices, those have the status of Azara for some things, not for other things. Lishkas Agazis was over there. That was not totally in the Azara, but I was on that partly connected. So the Tveres Yisrael says you're allowed to eat kachikachim there. That was enough kedushas haAzara to be considered kachikachim, or the opposite. What about inside the Heichal? What if it got very busy in the Azara? It was very crowded. So I'm going to go to the Heichal. Am I allowed to eat kachi kachim in the Heichal? So the Tveres Yisrael says, yes. Mutalach lecham, mash'enkein, shchitasan b'chol makam b'azara. Unlike shchita cannot be done in the Heichal, or in those l'shachos abriyos b'chol, and psuchos l'kodesh. So that's why, says the Tveres Yisrael, reason number one, why he uses the lashon of kla'im here, unlike it says azara by the shchita. Because here, you can include the outer offices and the inner Heichal. Number one. But then he quotes a second pshat. Od nirali. Says, you know why kla'im? This is a raya that some mishnayos that we have are straight misora and were handed down all the way down from Moshe Rabbeinu. And Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi didn't write it and he didn't put it together. He received it and he just stuck it in as is. The Onir Ali, the Muchach Mikan, the Kol Perek Zeh, and this is also alludes to what we discussed at the beginning of the Perek. Why do we pick Ezel Makom with us every morning? Why? We mentioned then from the Ra'ah, Inbo Machlokas. There's no Machlokas recorded in the Perek. That's how the Ritva explained it. In Avodah Zarah Yates. Of course, there are Machlokas about some of these issues. But there's no Machlokas recorded in the text of the Perek. Hu Balashan Mamish Kamoshan Nimsa Lanu Mimosha Rabbeinu Olo Hashalom B'Sinai. That's why there is no Machlokas, because you got it straight from Moshe. Ulachi Nachat Klaim. Only at time Omer Perek Sebechol Yom. The Ayin Bepirushetim Amakas. He says, look what I wrote in Makas. So if the Tiferet Yisrael says, look what I wrote in Makas. So we shouldn't take a shortcut. We should look what he says in Makas. So if you look in Makas, why is this in Makas? What is Kachi Kachi about to do in Makas? The third parak, where the Mishnah there lists off all of the Chayve Malkas. One of them is, where does it start from? It's an Os Chaf Gimel. Os Chaf Gimel in here in the Tiferet Yisrael. One of the Chayve Malkas is Kachi Kachim Chutz L'Klaim. Fei Kachi Kachim, out of the Klaim. Same Lashon there, same word. Why is Klum used there and not here? So he says, Lafi Mashakasa Tosas Baba Kama, Taha Mishnayis Hayu Kodem Rebbe. We already mentioned this in the past. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi didn't write all the Mishnayis. A lot of them were formulated before, and he just put them together. Maybe even a lot of them were put together before, but he codified it. He said no more. And he said, Arkan Mishnayis. She's a Sidra Mishnah. He organized it. Rak Rebbe Sidron. V'chei Muchach. He goes a couple of Gemaras that are related to this. I think we mentioned that the Rambam argues on this. In one place appears for Mishnayis. But the Tiferet Yisrael says there are many proves that even before Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, there were at least a number of Mishnayos there. It says in Maseches Avodah Zarah that Avram Avinu had a Maseches Avodah but it had 400 prakim in it, whatever that means. Alma Shamishnayos Kvar Hayisturas Belashonan Rak Rebbe Sidran. Beprakim, besidura and zeachar zeh, umatasi kasev, to call Mishnah shein ba machlokas, kachais a mesura bilashona ukhaviasa, mimosha rabbeinu olav shalom. And that is why, here and in Zvachim, he says, he uses the lashon of climb. Because this Mishnah goes all the way back straight from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu taught this Mishnah to Klal Yisrael, and when Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi got it, he formulated it like that. Me'aytam ed early shaper, denokat hasa mehacha klaim, mishub d'yimei Moshe Rabbeinu, rak b'klam hayu, kei nir lafi aniyaz daiti. So when we say that every morning, we should know that this Mishnah is going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Very, very old. Even though the rest of davening is from Anshei Kedushas HaGadola. But the few Mishnayos in Ezel Makoman might be the oldest part of davening that we have. Amazingly. Right? Even Aleinu, even the first paragraph of Aleinu, which we said, which Chazal say was written by Yoshua ben Nun, and the second half was written by Achan, Alkei Nekaveh, Achan. So even that was only Yoshua. But certain parts of Ezel Makoman were written by Moshe Rabbeinu. So maybe that would inspire us, at least this Mishnah, at least the second Mishnah. Okay, that is related to Kla'im. What about the next line of the Mishnah? Again, a lot of the action on the daf is here on this Mishnah. So, you can eat it inside the Kla'im, to the male Kahanim, anyway, Yom V'Layla. As we know, Karbanos Chatas can be eaten for day-night. Right? Ola is not eaten, it's burned. Chatas can be eaten day-night. Other Kachikalim, day-night, day. Kachikalim. Right? By Kachikalim, there is a time lag. If I bring a Karban on a Sunday, I could eat it Sunday night and Monday. Monday at night, I cannot eat it anymore, but I cannot burn it as noser until the next morning. Right? That is the halacha, the difference between kachikalim and kachikachim. But says the Mishnah, ad chatzos. When it says here, what do you mean? Even though I just said day-night, the Mishnah says until chatzos. Why only until chatzos? So Rashi tells us, ad chatzos, last Rashi on the Mishnah, siyag asu chachamim l'torah. Chachamim made a siyag offense. Laharchik adam me'averas kares. To keep somebody away from an aveir of kares, kiditzan, but brachas perakama. Rashi says, if you're learning zvachim, I'm sure you learned brachas already, right? As it says in the first daf in brachas, kidi lahachik as adam in aveira, kolan echalon liomechad mitzvasan ad chatzos. Right, ajalam and shachar. But why they say ad chatzos? Kidi lahachik as adam min aveira. That is Rashi. What Rashi though does say the unusual lashon that we wouldn't have expected in Rashi. What does Rashi say? It only applies to Averis Kares, meaning if I would eat Kachikachim after the time, I'm Chayav Kares. If I eat Noser, I'm Chayav Kares. Right? That is what Rashi says. Siyag Asu Chachamim LaTorah. So, one second. Why is this Mishnah in the beginning of Shas? That's not a Kares Shita. Right? That's not a Kares context. Right? Kriyishma. Kriyishma is not Kares. So, what does Rashi mean here? Rashi says, Dafka Kares. So, if you look at Slach, the tzlach there in Maseches Brachas says the tzlach. We find it. I think it's on the here. Down here. Ubukuf says Venira. The Kriya Shema he mitzvah chamura shehi ikar kabbalas olmachus shamayim lochein chashishu chachamim laasos siyag. It's kares halachas and Kriya Shema. Vachein achilas kachim shachilas nosar hu chiyav kares chashu laasos siyag. Says, why only those two? So he says, it's Meduyak and Rashi. Rashi doesn't say Beferish and Brachas, but if you remember, from Brachas Dav Beis, if you learned it any time recently, it's been 5 years, it's only been in the Daf Yomi world, there is a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam on Brachas Dav Beis. Because the Gemara, the Mishnah there has three cases about Hector Chalavim Veivarim, and Nechal Niomechad, and Kriyashma. Those three cases, the Mishnah talks about, Achiyala Murashachar. And then, Rashi says, only by two out of three of them do you have the Siyag. That's Rashi Pshat. Because if you look at the language of the Mishnah says, Elakoma, start from, Imlo Allah Murashachar, Zor Gamliel, after the party, Chayav Natam Likros, Lozul Bovad Amru, Elakoma Shamru Chacham and Chatzos, Mitzvah Shiyala Murashachar. Hector Chalavim Veivarim, the burning of the fats and the limbs, Mitzvah Shiyala Murashachar. V'chol Yechol Niomechad, anything that's eaten for one day, like Chatas, Mitzvah Shiyala Murashachar. Imkein, Lama Rachamah Chatzos, Kilaka Chatzos, Minaveira. So Rashi says, Befurish, Lama Amr Chacham Erchatzos, B'kriya Shema U'Bachilas Kachim. By those two. But Hekter Chalam Evarim, specifically, Rashi says, Lo Amru Bo Chachamim Erchatzos Klau, V'lo Naka Lehu Hacha Elo Dia, Shekodavar Hanoi Balayla Kashikol Alayla. Only two out of three, and the Tzlach says, it sounds like for Rashi from the Mishnah, because the fact that they're broken up into separate cases. But says the Tzlach, it's Rashi L'Shitaso. Why? Because Rashi here says it's only Kares issues. So, Kares you serve if you eat, Chalom Veivarim, that's a lot. That's not Kares. Only if I eat Basar. If I eat Basar, no sir, I get Kares. So the Tzlach says, it's Rashi's Meduyuk over there, it's L'Shitaso, to what Rashi says here. And unlike the Rambam says, by all three, in Brachas. In Hilchos Maaser Karbanos, it says by all three, you have a siyag of chatzos. So maybe the Rambam here also would not limit it to Karis. The Tzlach there also has another sheet to why it is that they did not make a harchaka by Hekter Chalom Veivarim, and only by Kriyashma. Why? Because Kriyashma lakol masur, chashashu la'atzlus, v'asu gedem harchaka. Kriyashma, who says Kriyashma? We all say Kriyashma. So we have to be worried about all of Klal Yisrael. So they make a siyag only until Chatzos. Aval hekter chalavim lakohanim masur v'kohanim zrizimheim v'chashulem atzlus v'kohanim zrizimheim. That's one of the reasons why one gemara sounds like ein shvus b'mikdash. Because kohanim zrizimheim, they're not going to be lazy, and therefore we don't have any worries about kohanim. And that is why by the burning of the fats in the limbs, we don't have a gzeir that you have to do it by Chatzos. What's the problem? V'chol nechal liyom echad is also kohanim. Right, what about that? So the Tzlach says, maybe because there is one katshe kalam that's nechal liyom echad. The Karban Toda. The Karban Toda, as we know, is a shlamim, but it only has day-night. It's only as day-night, all those loaves have to have a very short time to eat it. So once there are some Yisraelim that eat nechal liyom echad, so lo plug, memeilu hutzrachu lahashvos midosam, bekol nechal liyom echad. Lios nechalim rak, once there is one carbon that you have to have a siyag for, so too by all carbonists of that type. Okay, that is the Tzlach's important discussion relating Rashi there in Brachas to Rashi here, saying it is Lishi Tasa. One final point related to this, and that is, what happens if it is after Chatzos? Am I allowed to eat the carbonists? Let's say I didn't fulfill the lechatchila. So I have this meat of a karban. So do I have to leave it over for nosar? What do I say that? The oraisa, I'm allowed to eat it. So if the oraisa, I'm allowed to eat it. So okay, the rabbi said I shouldn't do it. Did they aser it even be the oven? So this is the same similar discussion to what we have by Kriyashma. It would be very radical to say that, fine, lechatchila, I have to do it by chatzos. But to say even be the oven, once after chatzos is done, I'm not allowed to eat it? The Chacham have the power to be okerit, so that is the minority shita, but we have it by Kriyashma too. We have a day in Rabbeinu Yonah, there in Brachas, an amazing day. Rabbeinu Yonah says that, what did Rabbi Gamliel tell us Talmidim? He told us Talmidim, don't worry about it. The Chachamim said, they came back from the party. It's after Chatzos, but really the mitzvah is Tzal Amar HaShachar. That's Rabbi Gamliel's shita. What about the Rabbanim themselves? The second shita in the Mishnah, in Brachas Daf Beis. What do the Chachamim say? So Rabbi Niona says, on Daf Aleph, in Maseches Brachas, in the back, that, according to the Rabbanan, you would not be able to say Kriyat Shema after Chatzos. Wouldn't be able to say it. What do you mean we're able to say it? They could have the power? Yes. They changed, they modified the Zman. V'nir l'mori harav. The Sfira Leila Rabbanon, Sha'afilu Kriyashma Atzma, Shimena Torah, Kol Alayla, Eino Kori Osa Acher Chatzos, Shi'echolin Chachamim, Lepotro, Mimitzis Asay, Kozman, Sha'osin Kei Mishim Siyag, O Mishim Kiyam Mitzvah Atzma. Because you know why? If you know B'dievet, you'll have it in the back of your mind, you won't be as careful. You won't be as careful. And that's why Chazal did this, to give their Takana teeth. Tachi Chazinim B'lulav. What about Lulav? The mitzvah is today, and if it falls out on Shabbos, boom, don't shake it. So says the Rabbi Yonah, what's the difference? It's oker, davar b'shev al tasa. Don't do it. Don't say kriya shema. Don't shake a lulav. Don't blow shofar. It's all the same thing. You might say it's different. You do it tomorrow, but here's kriya shema d'oraisa. But it might have been mechalik in certain ways, but that is the sheet of Rabbi Yonah, so maybe you could say the same thing here. We find that sometimes, that to give teeth to a takana or a gzeira, Chazal would ask her even b'dievet. No, about poskim b'zman hazeh. Talk about, what about certain types of cases, b'di'evet, of Bishal Akum? I remember it was at a case of Bishul Akum, that there was there are two shitas that we generally don't hold up, but some poskim say, but the end we can rely on them. And that is, what if a non-Jew works for me? Is there a Bishul Akum? So we said yes. But even though there are shitas out there that say it's not a problem. What about if a non-Jew was cooking it in my house? Chazal goes there. Tzibach Logos Ravid Rabbeinu Tam and Tosus and Masechet Avodah Zarah. Also, we pass on the Chumrah. But if some poskim say Bidi Eved, if it was already done, the non-Jew in my house cooked something for me, you can eat the food. So Rabbi Willick holds that no way, because if people always know that they have this to rely on, they will not be careful next time. Oh yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't really mean to do it. But he said, from his experience, it's like if they know they have to throw out this food, it's not going to happen again. Not going to happen again. If they know B'di Eved, they'll always have it. Okay, so same thing by Kriya Shema. Chachamim got rid of Kriya Shema post-Chatzos period, according to that Shita. And maybe here too, according to some Rishonim, they got rid of eating Karbanos after Chatzos. Okay, let us stop here and let us continue. Says the Gemara. Says the Gemara now. Heichi Avid Heichi Avid. So let's get back. So what exactly is done by the chatas? So we know it has to be sprinkled, to be nizrak on the four corners. And as we know, we discussed back in the first parak, tfilas etzma, unlike the other karbanas, where you just take the mizrak, you take the cup that the blood is in, and you fling it within the cup by the chatas, you got to dip your finger in. The kohen dips his finger in, and then he does the sprinkling. So how does he do the sprinkling? So machlokas amoraim, Reb Yochanan, Reb Elazar. One says that as long as you are within an amma of the corner, that is good enough. That's it, that'd be exactly on the edge. So, within an amma of the corner. No, exactly on the corner. It's got to be exactly on the edge. Fine. Says the Gemara now. Aliba, Rabbi Elazar, Reb Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, who we're going to quote this machlokas in a minute. We're going to have a machlokas tanoim in a minute. What does it mean that the carbon chatas has to be sprinkled al dalad kronos? Does that mean mamish? The mizbeach had four corners, like four on top of the mizbeach. There were four boxes, four cubes on the corners. So does it have to be mamish on the corners? Or does it have to be close to the corners, in proximity of the corners, meaning on the top half of the Mizbeach? So Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon says it has to mamish be on the corners. So according to Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, who says that it has to be on the Gufa Shel Keren, that of course, that there is no machlokes, that Rashi says, the Kuliyam Lo Pligi, second wide line, Deloba Inan Chuda. Right? That you wouldn't need the exact corner. Meaning, as long as you did it anywhere on this cube, that's called Keren. That would be good enough. So even the one who says Mechati V'yored would say that on the cube anywhere, according to Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, would be okay. Ki pliga leave it to Rabbi. The Machlokas is according to Rabbi, who says you don't actually need the Karen. You just have to be within a couple of Amas, as we'll see, of the top of the Mizbeach. So according to him, what's the halacha? Mar sabar ama elach va ama elach, kineger keren hu. One says, as long as it's within an ama of the corner, of the edge, that is good enough. Umar sabar kineger chuda in tfei lo. And some say no, that according to Rabbi, you need actually on the corner, and not any more than that. Fine. So meisvei, let's try to prove this. Chatos asibar vayachid. Carbon of these chatos at Sibar Vayachid, Ketza, this is a brisa. Matan, Daman, Hayaole, Lekevesh, Uvar, Lasoviv, you go up the ramp and you turn to the Soviv. Uvalo, the Karen, the Romas, Mizrachis, and you come to the southeast corner, Vitovel, Beetzbao, Hayamanis, and you dunk in the Etzbao, your right finger, Hamiyumenesh, Shebiyamin, the finger that Rashi explains, you could do, it can work independently. This finger can act independently. So which finger on your hand could do the most things independently? Let's say if we would type with one finger, which finger would we use? We'd use the second finger, right? So that just shows that's the most independent finger, right? That's normal. If you press something, press the elevator, right? You press it with your second finger. That's the miumenis. That's the independent finger. You know, in halacha, every finger has a name. Most of the time, either describing it or because of its purpose. Right, the godel, the etzba, the ama, that's close to an ama, that's the middle finger. The fourth finger is the kmitza. Amazing, we call the finger based on the avoda of kmitza and the zaris. But the etzba, it's etzba lokin, that is the Second figure. See, interesting. But, I took out my some of my Haggadahs yesterday, not close to the tables, but hey, Rabo, some of the colorful Haggadahs, the picture Haggadahs. There's a machlokas just comes to mind now about Dam Sfardeya when we dip in. Amazing. Machlokas about that minhok. Which figure are you supposed to dip in? So many do the pinky. Not the pinky, just take out a little bit of wine. But as a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the pinky. Come on, Etzba Lokimi. Right, the Etzba, right, our finger. Miumenes should be Yemin. Do the Etzba. Others say, no, right, you can't do any of that. You can't pass this to put any fingers in. Just spill a little bit out. If you look in the, on the Chok Yaakov, I think, one of the first on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, he quotes all these different minhagim. It's fascinating that just such a detail of a minhag, there's a machlokas about. Okay, so the Gemara continues that the Kohen goes up the ramp, and he comes to the southeast corner, he dips his finger in, min ha-dam sheva mizrach, from the dam of the mizrach, v'chomer begozlo milamala, ube'etzmo ktana milamata, and after he has blood on this finger, he uses his other fingers, his agodel, his thumb, and his other fingers, to rub the blood to the tip of the finger. To push the blood up to the tip of the finger, u'mechati v'yori kinega chuda shel keren, and he wipes it on the exact corner of the keren, ad shemechala kol adam shebeetzba, until all the blood on the finger is used up, v'chein kol keren v'keren, and so too by each of the four chronos, this is what is done. So what do you see from the Brisa? The Brisa says that it's done actually on the corner. So the question is, how can there be a machlokas amoram earlier about this? Right, this is a Brisa that says that's to be done on the corner. So we're saying there's a machlokas within Rebbe, l'chor, this is Rebbe Shita, and that's what we're assuming. And therefore, how could anybody suggest that it could be within an amma? The Brisa says beforeish that it has to be on the corner. So where it says hachik amar mitzvah bechuda, then this is lechachila e avan amma elach va'amma elach leslan ba. Right? There is a concept of lechachila b'dieved by mitzvahs. There cannot be a lechachila b'dieved by matirs. Matirs either you do it or you don't do it. But if there's a mitzvah element, then there could be a lechachila b'dieved. So therefore, this Brisa is only on the Al-Khathilo level, but the Evet, if you do it within an Amma, that is fine. That is fine too. There is a question in the Achronim. The Chavetz Chaim says. Chavetz Chaim asks this question in the Zevach Toda, right in the bottom of the Likuti Halachas. Let's say we hold, like, you could put it within an Amma of the corner. According to Rebbe Shita, you could put it within an Amma of the corner. Let's say the Kohen is on the southeast corner. So he'll put it within an amma of the corner. So let's say he chooses to put it on the east side within an amma. He'll put it on the east side, not on the south side. Then he'll go up to the northeast corner. Could he choose to put it on the east side also? And then the northwest corner, he'll put it on the west side. And the southwest one on the west side. And then it'll end up that he won't have blood on all four corners. Is he allowed to do that? So the Chavetz Chaim assumes not. Even though you can put it within an amma on all four corners, once you choose a side by one of the corners, you got to do it on a different side on the next corner because there's a halacha of saviv when it comes to a carbon chatas also. And even though by the other ones it says saviv, so what do? We just do two sprinklings, boom, on the diagonal corners, and it sprinkles onto both corners at the same time. So you get all four sides. By chatas, according to at least one shita, you do it on each side separately. You can do it within an amma, but you have to end up having it on all four corners. That's the Chavetz Chaim. He has a suffix about it, but he says, L'chor mashma diyachol litein b'dofen echad b'shnei k'sosav samach la'zavis b'dofen mizrochi v'chedofen ma'arovi v'chulu. So he says, but Ulai says, even though it sounds that there's no requirement listed in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, v'ulai deba'ofen zeh shenosin azrika harishona shal dromis mizrachis b'dofen mizrochi ba'amas mucha la'zavis, once you do it on the east side, in achinami, t'tzarech litein azrika shnia dafka b'dofen atzvoni. Says, I'm not sure, but I think because it says the word saviv by chatas also, that you would need that as well. Okay, but then he brings that up, that once you choose one side, you're going to have to do it on the opposite side to make sure you get saviv on all four corners. Okay, good. So back to the Gemara. So my Rebbe is Rebbe Shimon. Where is this machlokas that we just quoted? The Tanya. The Brisa says, we had earlier, Damim o el yonim ni tanim michot ha-sikro l'mala. The upper bloods. What are upper bloods? That both have to be on the top half of the Mizbeah. Either a chatas behema or an olas ha'of. Both of those are above. They have to be above the chot ha-sikro. The red line going, it's breaking the Mizbeah in half. horizontally, damim ha-tachtonim nitanim ichotasek olamatan, and the tachtonim have to be below the line, divrei Rebbe. Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon Omer, Bameder Amurim Ba'olah Sa'of. When do we say that above the chutas sikra is enough for the damim ha-olyonim by Olah Sa'of? Avol b'chatas behema, he an atzvay natas al b'gufashal keren. But by the chatas behema, it's got to be actually on those krenos, on those horns, not just above the chutas sikra. Amar Rebbe Yevo, my time at the Rebbe, how does Rebbe know that within an am is good enough? Dechsiv. And how does Rebbe know? I'm sorry. How does Rebbe know that it's within just the first top half of the Mizbeach is good enough? And then we had a machlokas within that shita. Where does that have to be? Vahahar el arba amos. Hahar el has to, is, this is describing, the Pesukim and Yechaslav are describing the Beis HaMikdash. The har el is another word for the Mizbeach. Rashi explains. Vahar el arba amos. Umehar el ulamala v'chulu. So arba amos is the havye. The Mizbeach was four amos? No, it wasn't. That wasn't any part of the Mizbeach. There were no dimensions. That were four. The Yisod was an Amma, and it went up a couple more Ammas. I think it was four. So Amar Abba Dabar Abba, Umakum Kronos Arba. No, the Kronos were four. So where I said, that's also wrong. Makum Kronos Dalet Ave. The Kronos weren't four. They're also one. So Ela Ema Rishus Kronos Dalet. It means proximity. The top part of the Mizbeach, that is four Amos, that is enough to be called Karen. That's the top half of the Mizbeach. Right, so that is what is four amos down under the chronos is good enough to be called the ma'ala michot ha-sikra. Fine. It's not awesome. Continues the Mishnah. In Midos, which described the whole construction, chut shel sikra chogro be'emsa, there was this line in the middle that girded the mizbeach in the middle. Lahav dil be'damim ha-olyonim l'damim ha-tachtonim, to make a distinction between the upper and the lower bloods. Minani mili amar av achabar av katina shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'hoysa ha-reshes ad-chatzi ha-mizbeach, because it said that there was a lattice work, like a metal net, a copper net, that surrounded the mizbeach. This is the in Shmos Chavzayim, when it describes the mizbeach in Parshas, where is it, Parshas to the end of Truma, the end of Truma, I think. Archati Mizbeach, they have those long Rashis that describe like how the Reshes was. Right, it goes through the whole Mizbeach. Not so simple. Right, so you see, the Pasuk is alluding to the Chatzi HaMizbeach. So you know that there was a Chutas Sikra in the middle. Period. There is a discussion in the Achronim. Is the Chutas Sikra what we would call a Siman or a Siba? Does the Chut HaSikra create upper and lower parts of the Mizbeach? Or is it just a Siman? There is upper and lower, even without it, but, you know, you need this to tell us where it is. What's the line of Gemina? What if you didn't put the Chut HaSikra on, or you put it in the wrong spot? The Mishnah is discussed elsewhere, I'm not going to go to it now, and the Gemara, the Sugya of Efshel Tzamtzem. It's very hard for people to be exact. So let's say they made the Chut HaSikra a drop lower than it was supposed to be. And I did the Zrikas just above that, so it was really Lamata, the second bottom part of the Mizbeach, but it was above the Chut HaSikra. So if it's a Siman, so then this is Pasul, because I did it below. If it's a Siba, so then this causes the Chilitz. Even if you didn't do it in the exact spot, so what? This is Mechalikit. Okay, that's a discussion about the Chut HaSikra. Shiari Adav HaChulu. We didn't think there was lundus, just about a red line. Tana Rabbanans says Vayit, says the Gemara Vayit, El Yisod HaMizbeach, Zeh Yisod Romi. So which Yisod do we have to do Shvicha Shiraim on the south Yisod? Ata Omer Zeh Yisod Romi, Oena El Yisod Maravi. Maybe you should be on the Yisod Maravi, V'yom Matzasim and Amafurish. And we shall learn from the Chatos Pnimios. Just like the Chatos Pnimios have our spring are poured onto the west Yisod, so to these. So Amrit Yomad Yiridasum and Akevesh Li Yisiyasum and Ahechol. No, compare these two. Ma Yisiyasum and Ahechol B'Slamachlo. Just like going out of the Hechol, you do the first one that you meet, the west one. Af Yiridasum and Akevesh B'Slamachlo. So too, going down from the Kevesh, you go down on the south side, the first Yisod you get to is the south one. Period. Tanya and the Tosefta, we have other opinions. Rabbi Yishmal Omer Zev Zev Yisod Maravi. Both are done on the west side. Rabbi Shimon Yochai Omer Zev Zev Yisod Romi. They're both done on the south side. So Bishlam Alman Damar Yisod Ma'aravi, according to the one who says that Yisod Ma'aravi, Rabbi Yishmael, Ksavah Yomot Sazman, and Mefurish. So that's, you learn it, it says Mefurish, that should be to the Yisod of the Pesach Olam, by the Pnimios. So too, You do the chitzonios there too. El amanda amar yisod drami my time. But according to the one that says the south yisod, what's the source that they both get the south yisod? Amar avasi ksavrei tana kule mizbeach betzafon koi. No, this opinion holds that the mizbeach was more north than we were thinking, and therefore when the kohen goes out of the heichal, the entire mizbeach is on his left. It's not in front of him, and therefore the first one that he comes to is the south yisod. And therefore, that could be the one that they're both sprinkled on. Lishachrida, same thing. Kule Pesach Badaram Koi. The entire Pesach of the Heichal is on the south side of the Mizbeach. Good. Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael. In the yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmael, they said, Kerev Shimon Bayachoi. Omrim Zev Zeh Yisod Maravi. In the yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmael, they said, Rosh Bayachoi agrees with us. Right? He changes. She agrees with us. They're both Maravi. V'simon Ech. How do you remember that Rashbi? How do you remember that Rashbi agrees to the Rabbi Yishmael's yeshiva, not the opposite? Mishchu gavre lagavra, right? The many pulled the one. The many pulled the one, and therefore that's how you know that the yeshiva, Rabbi Yishmael, pulled the Rabbi Chai to their shita. Fine. Says the Mishnah, Ha'ola kache kachim, Ola is kache kachim, Shechitasa basavav, Kibadama bechleisheres basafon. Ola is shechted in the north, and Kabbalah Saddam is done in the north. V'damatan shtei matano shein arba, two that are four, southeast, north, southwest, and northeast corners. V'tuna hefshet, it has to be skinned. So we know the carbon Ola is totally burned, except for the skin is given to the Kohanim. V'nituach, and it is chopped up. It's not burned whole, it is burned in pieces. V'kalil la'ishim, but it is totally burned. Next, Ola my time, Tani Le Kachi Kachim. Why does the Mishnah use the Lashon of Kachi Kachim if the previous Mishnahs were also talking about Kachi Kachim, but only here it says it, Mishum Delok Sivba Kachi Kachim Hi, because it doesn't say it in the Torah. So that's why we have to be Mechadesh and make sure everybody knows that it is included in Kachi Kachim. And Rashi points out here what he said earlier in the Masechta as well, based on the Gemara later on, that Kachi Kachim is, as we said, chatas and ola, but also any parts of kachi kalim that are burned on the mizbeach also have the status of kachi kachim. That's what Rashi says here again, the last four skinny lines. Ubekachim kalim gufayhu, my da'azil minay lugavoa kachi kachimu. Important line. Matanos, and the ola requires two matanos. Heichi avid, where do you put, how do you do those two matanos? So heichi avid, amar rav, no sein, v'chozer, v'no sein. Rav says, unlike we have said earlier, Rav says, you put it on the corners, you throw from the kli to the mizbeach on one side of the karen, and on the second side of the karen. Right, you have to do two sprinkles, you basically do four spritzes from the kli, one on each side of each opposite diagonal corner. Ushmuel Amar, no, as we've said before, matana achas kimin gama no sein. You just throw it at the corner and it sprinkles on both sides. Kitanoi, this is based on machlokas tanoim. Yachal yizrukat azrika achas. I bet you only do one. Tamal omer saviv. Right? No, you have to do it on all four sides. Isaviv yachal yekifenu b'chuchut. You might think you take it around and you make a whole line. Tamal omer zarku. You got to throw it. Haketzad kimin gama shtei matana shein arba. That's the first shita. Right? Two that are four. That is like Shmuel's shita. V'Rebbe Yishmael Omer, Nemar kan saviv, Nemar lahalan saviv. No, it's just like Pechatas, it says saviv, so to hear. Malahalan pisach varba matanos, afkan pisach varba matanos. Just like Chatas requires four, so to hear requires four. Imalahalan arba matanos laba kronos, afkan arba matanos laba kronos. If Chatas requires on four kronos, so too you want to extend that to this Ola also? So where it says no. Amart Ola tuni yasod. No, it says Ola is Yisod Mizrach Ola. You have to do the sprinklings where there is a Yisod. The Karen Mizrach is Zeromis Lohayalo Yisod. And the southeast corner didn't have a Yisod. Why didn't it have a Yisod? That we'll have to leave because that gets into what we've touched on in the past, but it's a couple of great lines we'll have to leave. Just one other point though, Tosfos here. Tosfos in a Ola, Kachi Kachim discusses why it doesn't say Shvicha Shirayim by Ola. While it says Shvicha Shirayim in the first two, Mishnayis, by Ola does not mention what you do with the shvicha, the leftover. So this, we alluded to this about 3 weeks ago. 2 days in Tosfos here. First Tosfos quotes from Moshe mi Pontesia. Ramosha said, he quotes, that Mishum de Ola, Bizrikas Kli, by an Ola, it could be that you won't have any left. By a Chatas, you just dip your finger in, and you take out four sprinklings. So of course you can have Shvicha Shirayim. But by an Ola, maybe you won't have anything left. So that's what's being alluded to by not putting that halacha in the Mishnah. Tosfos does not like this. V'lo nihira. Because Tosfos says, the kulish mitzvah, the mitzvah, they have to do Shvicha Shirayim. So Rebbe Yehuda Lin says, Maybe because it already said it earlier by some pnimi, by the pnimi karbanas and the chisoni karbanas. Okay, so it said it in those first two. So now we know it from there. But either way, it seems to be a couple of days in Tosfos how crucial is having blood left over for shvicha shirayim. We had this earlier, two Rashis, a diik of the Sfas Emes, that only if you have, you don't have to make sure that you have. This Tosfos seems to say that you have to make sure that you have. At least by certain karbanis. We said maybe that's the chakira is it a din in the karban? Is it a din in the dam? Din in the dam, then you have to leave over. It's only if there is dam. It's din in the karban that you have to make sure that you have left over. Okay, it's an important tosfos about shvicha shirayim in Dibur Maskel Ha'ola. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Tomorrow we will talk about Binyamin and Yehuda and the border and Yerushalayim, whether Yerushalayim was Neschalek L'Shvatim or not. I think the Tuesday night shiur this week will be related to that. I'm thinking now about Kedushas Yerushalayim. That's what it's spoken about related to the next couple of lines with the Shvatim that are connected. Okay, we'll stop here and we will continue.